Will President Biden confirm it? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He'll talk about continued support for Ukraine in 2 hours. Amid reports, the U.S. might send 30 Abrams tanks to help battle Russia. Germany will send even more.
According to Germany's defense minister, it will take several months for these tanks to get here to Ukraine and for them to be fully operational. But all of this does also pave the way for other countries potentially looking to send in their German military here to Kyiv.
Fox's Alex Hogan, Ukraine's president, says he's sincerely grateful. Russia says it's extremely dangerous, escalating the conflict to a new level. Former Vice President Pence has joined the classified document probe after he turned over materials found at his home, as President Biden and former President Trump are investigated by special counsels over documents found at their residences, an issue the Senate may deal with this afternoon.
Senators have not yet received a damage assessment, a risk assessment on any of these document dramas as of late, but that could all change later today, and that is because, as you said, the senators on the Intel Committee will be briefed by the Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, in a closed-door meeting.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the Capitol. Two Democrats are angry they're not being allowed on the House Intel Committee. Fox's Sean Langel has more.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has accused Adam Schiff of lying to the public about the Trump-Russia investigation, while Eric Swalwell was associated with a suspected Chinese spy who had fundraised on his 2014 campaign.
Schiff and Swalwell say McCarthy's harming national security and accused killers due in court today to face seven murder charges from Monday's workplace shootings in San Mateo County, California, where Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom called for stricter gun laws.
What the hell is wrong with us that we allow these weapons of war and large capacity clips out on the streets and sidewalks?
Vice President Harris will go to Los Angeles County today, the scene of Saturday's massacre that left 11 people dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Street.
There's a pretty big sell-off this morning on Wall Street, giving back some of the almost 700 points the Dow had gained the past three trading days. The Dow now down 326 points, the NASDAQ falling 254, the S&P 500 losing 60 points. The price of oil's down a half dollar. It's back under 80 bucks a barrel. But the surge continues at the gas pump, almost 4 cents higher today. AAA's national average for regular at $3.48 per gallon, 38 cents higher than just a month ago. There are two stories related to housing today. First, for those who own.
Four U.S. cities could be on track for a sharp drop in home values, according to Goldman Sachs, which forecasts the most catastrophic dips will be suffered by San Jose, California, San Diego, California, Austin, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona. The firm's strategists, drawing comparisons to the 2008 housing crash, predicting the cities will likely see noticeable increases before drastic decreases of more than 25%.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Previously owned home sales nationwide dropped last year to the lowest level in a decade. Now for those who rent.
The Biden administration trying to, quote, increase fairness in the rental market and further principles of fair housing. The actions include the Federal Trade Commission for the first time issuing requests for information to identify practices that unfairly prevent people from getting housing so it can take enforcement and policy actions. It also includes requiring public housing and project-based rental properties to give at least 30 days notice before terminating a lease because of rent not being paid. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There is still no sign of actor Julian Sands, missing for now 12 days after going hiking on the highest peak of California's San Gabriel Mountains. Search crews did find another hiker, though, rescuing a 75-year-old who did not return from a hike in the same area on Sunday. He had a leg injury and some weather-related trauma taken to a hospital. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.